18th to the 25th of January 2009 is the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity. The Catholic Church in England and Wales remains committed to dialogue with other Christian traditions. Monsignor Andrew Fayley, Assistant General Secretary of the Bishops' Conference of England and Wales, puts ecumenism in context.
Cardinal Casper, last December in the plenary session of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity, reiterated the Catholic Church's search for full Christian unity among all Christians. And Pope Benedict XVI has reiterated that throughout his pontificate. The search for Christian unity is about how all Christians of all traditions, and not just the so-called Protestant traditions, but the Eastern traditions as well, are seeking the full unity of the Church as Christ prayed for that in St. John's Gospel. Ecumenism for most Christians, I would say, is to be found at the local level in their own parishes and congregations and Christian communities. And this is often expressed in the great work that Christians do together for the poor, for those who find themselves at the margins of society and communities, for young people and for the elderly, where Christians are often working in great missionary ways for the care of those who have less than the rest of us.
Cardinal Casper, who heads up the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity at the Vatican, referred to spiritual ecumenism. But what exactly is that? Monsignor Andrew Fayley.
Spiritual ecumenism is important to us because without a deep rooting in prayer as Christians of whatever our traditions, then we lose the direction that the Holy Spirit is giving us in terms of the search for the full unity of the Church. So Christians have great opportunities in their own traditions and sharing their traditions with other Christians to pray together through the Scriptures, through Lectio Divina, through the prayer of the Church, so that together we're grounded in prayer. And as Cardinal Casper has reminded us, that spiritual ecumenism also requires a change of heart as well as a holiness of life, so that in spiritual ecumenism, in praying together, Christians feel the painful wound of what divides them, but also seek through the prayer that they share a deeper understanding of the gospel within their lives and within their traditions. The importance of Christians praying together is to recognize that it's in their prayer that the Holy Spirit moves all Christians to a deeper understanding of their own traditions, of themselves, and of the Church.
God of compassion, you have loved and forgiven us in Christ, and sought to reconcile the entire human race in that redeeming love. Look with favour upon us who work and pray for the unity of divided Christian communities. Grant us the experience of being brothers and sisters in your love. May we be one in your hand. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. Amen.
Bishop Declan Lang is the Bishop of Clifton and co-chair of English ARC, the English Anglican Roman Catholic Committee. I spoke to Bishop Declan and asked him whether ecumenical dialogue extended beyond dialogue with the Church of England.
As well as having our dialogue with the Church of England, there's also an ongoing dialogue with the Methodists, both at a national and international level, and also I'm involved with a national dialogue with the United Reformed Church. And of course, on an international basis as well, there's that ongoing dialogue with the Orthodox churches, which finds expression in our own country with a dialogue between ourselves and the Oriental Orthodox.
Just quickly picking up on the United Reformed Church, that's a relationship that many might not know about. Is it a productive one?
It's a productive one. We've been meeting now for 2 years, and I think what we've grown in is our understanding of one another and our appreciation of each other's spirituality and the way in which perhaps people can be encouraged to work together for social reasons.
Is that a commonality when you look at your work with English ARC, with the Anglicans? Is it about those things we can do together, the social action issues?
We look at what we can do better together. We acknowledge also those things which are perhaps keeping us apart and recognise we can't just ignore them, that we have to actually keep talking and see why we are taking up particular positions.
But I suppose you can keep going on and on about those things that divide us. They're pretty obvious as well, certainly when it comes to the Church of England and the other other Christian traditions. But that's not really going to lead to a long-term meaningful relationship if we keep focusing on the negative, is it?
No, it's not. And sometimes people ask the question, what is the difference between? And I think the real question is not what is the difference between, but what unites us, what is common about each of our traditions. And though we need to acknowledge what keeps us apart, we also need to put more energy and effort into what we can do better together.
That's an interesting point, because a lot that's been written ahead of this week of prayer for Christian unity has been on how the movement is a little flat. I mean, we respect we need Christian unity, but perhaps some life needs to be put into it. And you said recently that we have a responsibility for building creative relationships with other Christian traditions. What exactly did you mean by that?
I mean that ecumenism and interfaith dialogue is not an idea, but it's actually a call to communion. We often talk about the church as a communion, a church that is in communion with a mission. And it's that recognising that Christ actually comes to reconcile people to one another and to God. Christ does not come to keep people apart, but comes to bring them so that they may be one.
And finally, when we look at real ecumenism and action when it comes to ecumenism, it tends to happen at a local level. What are your experiences of Christian cooperation in the Diocese of Clifton?
It does vary, but there are examples in our parishes of Catholics working with other Christians in sort of social projects, in coming together to pray, in coming together on pilgrimage as well. And there's a very good relationship within the Clifton Diocese between ourselves and all the other church leaders. And it's often those meetings with other church leaders that I value most, because they are often very creative meetings in which we share our concerns and our hopes together.
Lord our God, we thank you for the wisdom we gain from your scriptures. Grant us the courage to open our hearts and our minds to neighbours of other Christian confessions and of other faiths. The grace to overcome barriers of indifference, prejudice, or hate, and a vision of the last days when Christians might walk together towards that final feast, when tears and dissension will be overcome through love. We ask this for our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God for ever and ever. Amen.
You've been listening to a podcast from the Catholic Communications Network.